Yeah, Rift Valley fever is a zoonotic infection, primarily common in animals, but sometimes it affects humans.
So how is the disease acquired and spread?
In human, the disease is actually acquired by having direct contact with the either blood during slaughter or, animal fluid, or sometimes when an animal that is infected is actually consumed by mm-hmm. humans. In this way, they directly become infected in humans.
Right. So how prepared is WHO to avert the threat posed by this Rift Valley fever?
We've been doing a lot, first to improve risk communication and the community engagement to address the risk factors and encourage adoption of preventive measures. And then the other thing we've been actually focusing on is community-based surveillance for prompt identification of cases, early treatment of all human cases to prevent deaths, and disease control at the animal-human interface, like what I said in the beginning, because although it's a disease that primarily affects animals, but humans get also infected. And in this way, we try to encourage safe disposal of carcasses or dead animals, safe slaughtering practices, and of course, vector control. And we also try to encourage good coordination with the other stakeholders that are involved in this program.
Yes, and for individuals who are having these animals, particularly in these affected areas or these areas that have been declared a Rift Valley outbreak, what advice could you like to give them? What exactly should they do?
First of all, we try to tell them to avoid consuming dead carcasses. This is one. Mm-hmm. And those that have been infected, we try to identify them and give them individual treatment. And we embark a lot on preventive measures to ensure that we don't get more cases.
Yes, and when it comes to issues of strengthening the monitoring of these infectious diseases outbreak, what is the World Health Organization doing?
We've been working closely with the Minister of Health, both at the state level and at the national level, putting up surveillance structures to ensure that we are able to detect early enough any suspected human case, and of course put them in a treatment center. And we also give a lot of health education so that people can know how to identify a sick person and report. And if you remember, since this suspect, or since we had the first three deaths in December of mm-hmm. last year, we've maintained a big team on ground in Irol to follow, to educate, to identify and report and work closely with the State Ministry of Health in Irol in ensuring that the message is spread all across the greater Irol area.
Right. And Mr. Evans, just before you go, any tips and tricks to our listeners this morning on what to do to stay safe from the Rift Valley fever?
Sure, a lot. Number one, people should try as much as possible to try and stay away from direct contact with blood of infected animal. Two, people should try to avoid eating meat that is actually dead as a result of Rift Valley fever. Mm-hmm. And, we've been also working with the authorities in Europe to make sure that these animals that die as a result of suspected Rift Valley fever are actually buried instead of them being eaten. So these are the kind of messages that we try to give to the community.
Yes, just one final question. How fatal can this Rift Valley fever be?
Come again?
I mean, how dangerous is the Rift Valley fever?
Rift Valley fever belongs to the group of diseases we call hemorrhagic, viral hemorrhagic fevers. Some of them are really dangerous, like what you saw in Ebola in West Africa, Marburg in Uganda, and You know, to answer your question, how dangerous it can be for us, any disease that kills one person is dangerous enough, and we should not take it for granted. Of course, when you compare Rift Valley fever and other diseases like Ebola, the case fatality or the number of people likely to die from Ebola compared to Rift Valley fever is different. Rift Valley fever has a lower death rate compared to Ebola. For instance, Rift Valley will have, like, among all the infections, you can have a death rate of about 1%. But when you compare Ebola can have a death rate of up to 100% sometimes.